Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Griffith is the senior writer of Dog Nation, and he joins us this morning on the waveform.com hotline as we talk about the dogs more and everything else with college football. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Good morning, guys.
So, Mike, how does Kirby balance, because it was hot this weekend, how does he balance getting the guys ready for Clemson and not overworking them in this hot weather?
Who says he's not overworking them? I think there's been a lot of work in Athens. I think this team's ready to start football. When is it football practice in August is a relief from your training, but I think that's kind of where we're at. These guys are ready to put the pads on and get ready to put the pads on first. Obviously, they got an acclimation period, but I think they're ready to start playing football. You know, the conditioning this summer was tough. It was tough. I heard all indications this was – Kirby really, pulled the cork on this one. This was a tough off season, and you know the Bulldogs, they want to be conditioned and now get down to business.
Mike, has the reality of this whole, now that it's paperwork official here, this whole Texas and Oklahoma thing. Do you expect that it's going to happen? We're going to get out in 2025. That you really expect it's going to happen next year?
You know, I'm not putting anything past these folks anymore. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I got to tell you, I am really disgusted and disappointed and disheartened that these people, these academians that take this higher ground and to be better than everyone, that we aren't supposed to question on college football committees because these administrators are just such a higher perfect power, would pull such a sneaky, underhanded move that threatens to destroy college football behind everyone's backs. And so these are the people. I just want to get this straight here. Now, these are the people we've been told that get selected, the same family of people that become commissioners, that become presidents and chancellors and serve on the college football. How could you question them? I'll tell you how I could question them. Texas and Oklahoma. You want to talk about sneaky? You want to talk about disgraceful? You know, these are people that are supposed to be setting the example in our society for students. Hey, here's how you do it, kids. Backdoor deals and leave universities and college students everywhere hanging out to dry. Drop the transparency. We're going backdoor on this one. This is unbelievable. And the SEC's party to this. We're just going to look the other way and pretend like they're not standing by while this college football looting is going on. We're going to move past it. It's happened, right? The blood is dry on the sidewalk, but we know what happened here. This was a horrible, horrible transaction, the way this occurred. The lack of integrity is just appalling to me.
Yeah, but it's going to get potentially worse. Mike, a couple of things. Give me a quick yes or no, because I want to know the answer. Just your gut feeling. This cannot last. This is going to be the most awkward, uncomfortable year in the Big 12, and this whole thing about 2025 is not going to happen. And so what's going to happen is they're going to be in the league next year, right?
I don't know. I don't know because money fuels everything, not logic or rationale anymore. It's all about the mighty dollar. Again, these presidents and chancellors that tell us, how wonderful they are. They just cut these backdoor deals without regard to programs and human beings and fans and things like that. Look, here's the thing. If this was the NFL, if this was pro sports, I'd go, oh, yeah, it's pro sports, right? But this is college. Can we at least pretend?
Anymore, it's pro sports. Hugh.
Okay. Your point is made. You just said it. You just said it. We have officially flipped the switch between NIL, between expanded playoffs, and now backdoor dealings. You're right. It is what it is. It's still college football. I still want to hear the band instead of the music piped in. Can we do that a little bit longer, by the way? Stadiums everywhere want to pipe in music and advertising instead of letting the band play. Can you get off my lawn this morning, by the way?
So you guys really think that this is the end of college sports the way that we know it or used to know it?
Well, I mean, it's free agency. I mean, just look at the Georgia lineup this year, right? I mean, no, I'm going to say that. I say that you're going to have a new wide receiver and a new corner and a new defensive back, star player, three new starters via the transfer portal. But I'm also going to tell you Georgia's lost 17 guys in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They lost 17 guys. And the guys that they've lost all went to FBS institutions, which beats the spread. Most of these guys that transfer, I was looking at some data yesterday, most of the guys that transfer from FBS schools, only 46% of them end up at another FBS school. Most of them drop out or drop down a level. So the fact that all those 17 Georgia transfers over the last two seasons are at other FBS schools, I think Old Dominion's FBS now, means that the guys that have left have been good and they've been placed and it's worked out for them. So it's kind of worked for Georgia's players, I think. But you look around the country, this transfer portal, you know, there's a lot of guys going in. They ain't coming out, you know. I mean, they end up on a milk cart. Wait, where'd it ever happen to, yeah, he went in the portal. It's like the black hole of college sports. You know, now he's working at Avis or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true. Most of the guys just sit there in the portal and they don't get picked up for whatever reason. And we're talking to Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, ahead of the Georgia really getting intense in camp and getting ready for the Clemson game. And you're right here. I mean, it is kind of a free agency moment for a lot of these guys, and this is what college sports has become. I want to continue on this if we can, just because it's the hot topic. I get a sense, Mike, that we're not done yet. Florida State came out and raised its hand. Florida State is in almost a full-blown panic down there about what might happen. And Florida State, we have commentators. Clemson hasn't said this. We have national commentators saying, well, you know, Clemson ought to reach out. Now, we know that the Georgia, Florida, South Carolina cabal has blocked Florida State. They've blocked Clemson. They've blocked Miami. They've blocked Georgia Tech. I get that. But now Florida State's out there kind of actively starting to, maybe not to the SEC, but who says that the Big Ten isn't going to call Tallahassee? You know what? We're not, this Texas-Oklahoma thing, we're not done yet.
Yeah, you know, we're not, you know, I think we're probably, you know, I guess everybody's kind of got their theory of what's going to happen next. I raised my hand on the four 16-team super conferences, right? But then what do you do to Notre, you know, what do you do with Notre Dame? Is the question, you know, Notre
Dame?
Well,
what do they do? I mean, that's up to them. I mean,
it is until it isn't, you know, that you like for right now in this expanded playoff model, they couldn't be one of the top four teams, right? They were going to have to play an extra playoff game every year as things stood. So,
correct.
But that whole model might get blown up now because everybody's stepping back looking, wait a minute. You know, we thought this was going to be the model before the SEC, you know, went to the 16 teams. Now, and I will say this in defense of the SEC, I will say this. And most of my anger and disappointment is aimed at Texas and Oklahoma, but they've been bullying leagues and bullying people around there for decades, right? They used to take a bigger share of the conference commission, conference check than any other teams. I mean, that really happened. You talk about inequity, my goodness. But if you're the SEC and someone knocks on the door, Texas and Oklahoma knock on the door and say, you know what, we're leaving the Big 12. We're going to give you first crack at us. You sit back and you go, you know, we really like what we've got, but if we don't take them,
Somebody else
is.
Will. Yeah,
Pac-12 might. So if this is going to happen, you know, and Georgia's athletic director likes to say that, you know, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. I think that's what was going on. Your change was inevitable here. Texas and Oklahoma were getting happy feet. The TV deal wasn't going well. They were seeing the SEC get more powerful. They said, you know what, we got to get out of here. And I don't like the way they went about it. I made that pretty clear. But if you're the SEC and they knock on your door and say, if we don't get them, you say, well, what the heck? We might as well. The chicken's flown the coop. You know, this is going to happen. So we might as well get these. I don't think the SEC will go beyond 16. I don't.
Yeah, it's just the Wild West. And people act like you. They do. I'll defend the SEC. They act like it's new. Let's not forget. Wait a second. Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Texas are all in the same league, right? They used to all be in the same league. It's called the Southwest Conference.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah. Well, part of the reason they left was because of the way Texas and Oklahoma did business. And
right, exactly. Well, no, Texas did business. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's Texas.
And I'm going to tell you what my fear is. This is what my fear is. My fear is that Texas is so powerful. I'm talking about University of Texas, by the way. The University of Texas is so powerful and has so much money. And we know now that they do backdoor deals, right? We knew that before, but this has been the most flagrant thing I've ever. This is unbelievable. They didn't make a movie out of this, but you know that they could pull some deal to get Alabama and Auburn pushed to the east so they can control the West.
Exactly.
Could they pull that off? Could they get Alabama pushed to the east?
Yes.
Wow.
They could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you split it to two 8-team divisions, that's the logical thing to do, is put Alabama and Auburn in the east. That's correct.
I think you move Auburn over to the east. You know,
I don't think you can split Alabama and Auburn. I just don't.
Why? You know, they become an annual opponent. You know, listen.
No, I think they want to get rid of that whole annual thing so that they can get more Alabama versus Georgia and Texas versus Florida.
Wait a minute. You know, the same people that are telling me I'm crazy because Georgia shouldn't be playing in Jacksonville every year, you know, 60 miles from the Florida campus and 340 miles from there at a quote-unquote neutral site, are the same people because of tradition. You know, play Georgia Tech while you're at it. They're lousy and you get nothing out of it but injuries, but play them anyway. Now we're saying get rid of the annual cross-division. You know, what's left? Are we going to, you know, take the G off the helmet and, you know, to Alabama going to wear different colors every week? I mean, good grief. I mean, is nothing sacred anymore?
Nope.
No, you're right. You're right. We got you going this morning. Hugh just laughing. Hugh's loving it. You know, Hugh, you knew this was coming. That's what gets me. Hugh knew. He lit this up. He threw that match knowing exactly what was going to happen this morning. He got me ready. He read me like a lineman. Like, you know what? I know where that running back's going. I'm going to blow him up.
No, I promise you, I did not know it was going to be like this. I did not know it was going to set you off like that.
Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation. You can read the very latest coverage of the Dogs, dognation.com. I'm sure there'll probably be another dig or two at Georgia Tech in there somewhere. And, of course, we get ready for that gigantic opening game for Georgia against Clemson on September 4th. All right. Thanks much. I do appreciate it, Mike.
You're the man.
All right, guys. Have a great one.